Chapter 1. Fundamentals. Overview of Army Military Deception Planning. Military deception is actions executed to deliberately mislead adversary military, paramilitary, or violent extremist organization decision-makers, thereby causing the adversary to take specific actions or inactions that will contribute to the accomplishment of the friendly mission. JP3-13.4. Deception applies to all levels of warfare across the range of military operations and is conducted during all phases of military operations. When properly integrated with operations security, OPSEC, and other information-related capabilities, deception can be a decisive tool in altering how the enemy views, analyzes, decides, and acts in response to friendly military operations. Deception is a commander-driven activity that seeks to establish conditions favorable for the commander to achieve objectives. It is both a process and a capability. As a process, deception employs an analytic method to systematically, deliberately, and cognitively target individual decision-makers. The objective is to elicit specific action or inaction from the enemy. As a capability, deception is useful to a commander when integrated early in the planning process as a component of an operation focused on causing an enemy to act or react in a desired manner. Deception greatly enhances the element of surprise. Deception aligns with surprise and the displacement of critical threat capabilities away from the friendly point of action. Due to the potentially sensitive nature of deception activities and selected means, planners must implement appropriate security and classification measures to properly safeguard deception tactics, techniques, and procedures. Functions of military deception. Planners must have a thorough understanding of the functions and the scope of what deception can and cannot accomplish. A deception plan serves as a part of the overall mission. Every deception plan must clearly indicate how it supports the commander's objectives. The functions of deception include, but are not limited to, causing delay and surprise through ambiguity, confusion, or misunderstanding, causing the enemy to misallocate personnel, fiscal, and materiel resources, causing the enemy to reveal strengths, weaknesses, dispositions, and intentions, causing the enemy to waste combat power and resources with inappropriate or delayed actions. Categories of deception. Deception activities support objectives detailed in concept plans, operation plans, OPLANs, and operation orders, OPORDs, associated with approved military operations or activities. Deception applies during any phase of military operations to establish conditions to accomplish the commander's intent. The Army echelon that plans a deception activity often determines its type. The levels of war define and clarify the relationship between strategic and tactical actions. The levels have no finite limits or boundaries. They correlate to specific authorities, levels of responsibility, and planning. The levels help organize thought and approaches to a problem. Decisions at one level always affect other levels. Military deception. Military deception, MILDEC, is planned, trained, and conducted to support military campaigns and major operations. MILDEC activities are planned and executed to cause adversaries to take actions or inactions that are favorable to the commander's objectives. The majority of MILDEC is planned for and executed by the combatant command to create operational level effects. MILDEC is normally planned before and conducted during combat operations. Combatant command instructions add guidelines, policies, and processes that must be adhered to in their respective commands. MILDEC is a joint activity to which the Army, as the primary joint land component, contributes. Army forces do not unilaterally conduct MILDEC. MILDEC must adhere to the regulatory requirements found in Army Policy and Regulations, CJCSI 3211.01 series, and applicable combatant command instructions. Tactical deception. Tactical deception is an activity planned and executed by and in support of tactical level commanders to cause enemy decision makers to take actions or inactions prejudicial to themselves and favorable to the achievement of tactical commanders' objectives. Commanders conduct tactical deception, TACD, to influence military operations to gain a relative tactical advantage over the enemy, obscure vulnerabilities in friendly forces, and enhance the defensive capabilities of friendly forces. In general, TACD is a related subset of deception that is not subject to the full set of MILDEC program requirements and authorities. In most circumstances, Army commanders can employ TACD unilaterally if certain criteria are met. In description, TACD differs from MILDEC in four key ways. MILDEC is centrally planned and controlled through combatant command-derived authorities, but TACD is not. TACD can be employed unilaterally by tactical commanders with an approved plan. TACD actions are tailored to tactical requirements of the local commander and not always linked or subordinate to a greater MILDEC plan. The TACD approval process differs from the MILDEC approval process in that it is only required to be approved at two echelons higher, provided that it adheres to the joint policy for MILDEC addressed in CJCSI 3211.01. Combatant command instructions add guidelines, policies, and processes that must be adhered to in their respective commands. Planning for TACD is usually more abbreviated, but still focuses on influencing the action or inaction of enemy decision-makers to gain a tactical advantage over an enemy. TACD gains this relative advantage using deception activities that affect the enemy's perceptions of friendly activities and possibly targeting lower echelon enemy combatants to affect their operations. Deception in support of operations security. Deception in support of operations security is a deception activity that conveys or denies selected information or signatures to a foreign intelligence entity and limits the foreign intelligence entity's overall ability to collect or accurately analyze critical information about friendly operations, personnel, programs, equipment, and other assets. The intent of deception in support of OPSEC is to create multiple false, confusing, or misleading indicators to make friendly force intentions harder to interpret by foreign intelligence entities. Deception in support of OPSEC makes it difficult for foreign intelligence entities to identify or accurately derive the critical information and indicators protected by OPSEC. Deception and OPSEC are mutually supporting activities. Deception in support of OPSEC prevents potential enemies from accurately profiling friendly activities that would provide an indication of a specific course of action, COA, or operational activity. Deception in support of OPSEC differs from joint MILDEC and TACD plans in that it only targets foreign intelligence entities and is not focused on generating a specific enemy action or inaction. Because a deception in support of OPSEC does not target a specific enemy decision-maker, the deception in support of OPSEC approval process differs from the MILDEC approval process. A deception in support of OPSEC can be approved at two levels higher, provided that it adheres to the joint policy for MILDEC in CJCSI 3211.01 series and is developed in support of an approved OPSEC plan. Combatant command instructions add guidelines, policies, and processes that must be adhered to in their respective commands. Key terms of military deception. Military deception officers, MDOs, must have a comprehensive understanding of deception terms and definitions. Deception refers to those measures designed to mislead the enemy by manipulation, distortion, or falsification of evidence to induce the enemy to react in a manner prejudicial to the enemy's interests. The following are terms and definitions associated with deception that deception will use throughout the planning process. Deception goal. Deception objective. Deception target. Desired perceptions. Conduits. Indicator. Filter. Node. Link, deception event, observable, competing observable, patterns, deception story. The deception goal is the commander's statement of the purpose of military deception as it contributes to the successful accomplishment of the assigned mission, JP3-13.4. It is always written from the perspective of the friendly force commander. In initial planning guidance, a deception goal may be general in nature, requiring refinement during the development of the deception estimate. The deception goal is usually stated as a positive friendly advantage or condition, such as, deception will create a decisive combat power advantage for the coalition main effort attack along Axis Montana. Like any other form of military operation, the measure of success for deception is its direct contribution to the accomplishment of the mission. Deception plans often require investments in effort and resources that would otherwise be applied against the enemy in a more direct fashion. Consequently, it is important for the commander to first envision the deception goal in terms of its specific contribution to accomplishing the designated mission. Some additional examples include, I want to use deception to improve the friendly force advantage. I want to use deception to increase freedom of maneuver. The deception objective is the desired result of a deception operation expressed in terms of what the adversary is to do or not to do at the critical time and/or location, JP3-13.4. It is the action or inaction that directly leads to the advantage or condition stated in the deception goal. For example, cause the enemy to hold its armored reserve in a position or status unable to impact friendly forces along Axis Montana through H+36 hours. The deception target is the adversary decision maker with the authority to make the decision that will achieve the deception objective, JP3-13.4. The target thus directs the action or inaction of the military capability described in the deception objective. The deception target or target set is key individuals on whom planners focus the deception plan. Understanding the target's process for receiving and processing information, assessing a situation, and deciding a COA is critical to a successful deception plan. For more information on deception targets, see Chapter 2. In military deception, desired perception is what the deception target must believe for it to make the decision that will achieve the deception objective, JP3-13.4. They are personal conclusions, official estimates, and assumptions that the deception target must believe in order to make the decision that will achieve the deception objective. These enemy perceptions will form from both objective, observation and analysis, and subjective, intuition and experience, analysis. They are also heavily impacted by biases, preconceptions, predispositions, and filters applied in the collection, analysis, delivery, and reception of information. Within military deception, conduits are information or intelligence gateways to the deception target, such as foreign intelligence entities, intelligence collection platforms, open source intelligence, and foreign and domestic news media, JP3-13.4. They are the pathways to the deception target. Collectively, they define how the enemy will observe activity in the information environment and how those observations are transmitted, processed, and ultimately delivered to the decision maker. In operations security usage, an indicator is data derived from friendly detectable actions and open source information that an adversary can interpret and piece together to reach conclusions or estimates of friendly intentions, capabilities, or activities, JP3-13.3. A filter is any node within a conduit that aggregates, synthesizes, or applies bias information on its path to the deception target. A node is an element of a system that represents a person, place, or physical thing. JP3-0. Planners understand that filters make every conduit unique, affecting the way information is transmitted through them. To create the most effective portrayal of the deception story, planners assess each conduit and the filters involved, ensure redundancy with other conduits, and appreciate the relative value of each conduit as perceived by the target. A link is a behavioral, physical, or functional relationship between nodes, JP3-0. The key link between selected indicators and the deception story is the tentative identification of one or more enemy conduits to which the plan exposes the indicator. Observable activities and the threat conduits combine to produce indicators that can be seen or perceived to aid in collection and decision-making processes. Unless exposed to one or more active conduits, an indicator is ineffective in conveying the observable or indicator. The enemy cannot register or respond to what it cannot see. Executions are the tasks or activities that the friendly unit conducts to put an observable into action. A deception event is a deception means executed at a specific time and location in support of a deception operation, JP3-13.4. A deception event aims to portray an observable that contributes to desired perceptions in the deception target. In military deception, an observable is the detectable result of the combination of an indicator within an adversary's conduit intended to cause action or inaction by the deception target, JP3-13.4. Observables are often made up of executions, which can include events, activities, or elements of information that must be seen or sensed by the target to form the desired perceptions. Observables may gain credibility through the use of supporting observables. To enhance the probability that the target will receive or accept one or more of the required observables. MDOs may need to develop supporting observables. Supporting observables enhance the deception story and help create a believable context for the required observables. Planners identify all the activities normally associated with a specific activity or event, the required observable. From those activities, the planner analyzes which of those associated activities the target would normally collect against and use as a significant indicator of usual or consistent friendly behavior. The activities must be fully compatible with all elements of the deception story and carefully sequenced with other observables to have their desired effects. Within military deception, a competing observable is any observable that contradicts the deception story, casts doubt on or diminishes the impact of one or more required or supporting observables, JP3-13.4. To minimize the impact of competing observables on enemy analysis, they must be mitigated as part of the deception plan. Examples of mitigation for competing observables include protection with OPSEC, including deception in support of OPSEC, neutralization of the enemy conduit to which competing observables are likely to be exposed, or assumption of risk based on detailed analysis of minimal impact to the operation. The availability of resources and time are often limiting factors in preparing such supporting measures, but they can be extremely valuable in raising the credibility and verifiability of the deception story and the probability of deception success. Patterns are multiple repetitive indicators that give the enemy an operational profile. Enemies use their intelligence collection assets to analyze patterns to identify the unit and predict its mission. Changes in pattern can affect how an enemy perceives friendly actions. The deception story is a scenario that outlines the friendly actions that will be portrayed to cause the deception target to adopt the desired perception, JP3-13.4. It is a succinct statement or narrative of exactly what the MDO wants the target to believe to be the true situation, then decide and act on that basis. It is usually made up of the deception observables and the deception desired perceptions in a specific sequence to create deception events. MDOs write the deception story from the perspective of the enemy so it reads like the enemy's intelligence estimate about friendly forces' actions and intentions. Principles of Deception. Just as the principles of war provide general guidance for the conduct of military operations, the six principles of deception provide guidance to plan deception. The principles of deception are focus, objective, centralized planning and control, security, timing, integration. Focus. The deception plan should focus on the thought process of the threat decision maker who has the authority and capability of causing the desired actions. The enemy's intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance is normally not the target. Rather, it is a primary conduit used in the deception plan to convey selected information to the decision maker. Planners must clearly understand the difference between intermediate conduits and the intended target. Focused deception must cause an action or inaction of the enemy force. In order to do this, there must be existing conduits to the deception target or a reasonable expectation that conduits can establish. Objective. Deception plans focus actions and resources that motivate an enemy to decide to take, or not to take, specific desired actions. The plan cannot focus solely on motivating the target to believe certain things. It must lead to the target making a specific decision to act or not act. Centralized planning and control. A centralized approach is necessary to avoid confusion and to ensure various elements portray the same story and do not conflict with other operational objectives or evolving conditions in an operational environment. Execution of the deception may, however, be decentralized as long as all participating organizations adhere to a single plan. Once the commander approves the deception plan, the designated operational element monitors the situation and its effects on the target, as well as friendly and partnered forces. The MDO, working with the deception working group, ensures synchronization, deconfliction, and OPSEC. Security. Successful deception requires strict security that begins before execution with measures to deny the enemy knowledge of the friendly force's intent to deceive. Successful planners apply strict need-to-know criteria to each aspect of the deception plan. Maintaining the security of the deception means limiting the number of informed planners and participants to those needed. The MDO must develop and maintain access rosters and other security controls to limit exposure of operational deception activities. Timing. The most critical aspects of deception planning are beginning proper synchronization with the commander's intent and maintaining synchronization during execution. Timing and deception operations is crucial. The challenge is to get the deception target to act in accordance with the deception objective within the timelines required by the friendly operation. Planners must conduct a thorough conduit analysis to understand the amount of time required for an observable to pass through filters and nodes before reaching an enemy decision maker. This means that friendly deception executions must be completed in a manner that accounts for the time consumed by the enemy's intelligence collection and analysis process, the enemy's decision-making process, and the enemy's activity that is to be exploited by friendly forces. Timing must be synchronous among friendly deception actions taken, the assimilation and reaction processes of the enemy, and dependent friendly operations. Integration. Deception is an integral part of an operation that planners must integrate at all levels throughout the planning process. This integration includes developing a concept for deception that supports the overall mission as part of COA development. Planners must also integrate deception plans with higher headquarters plans. Deceptions must be consistent with Army doctrinal norms. The MDO assists the staff in integrating the deception operation throughout all phases of the operation. This begins with planning, continues through execution, and concludes with the termination of the deception. Types of military deception. Any deception aims to either increase or decrease the level of uncertainty or ambiguity in the mind of the deception target. This ambiguity has the potential to compel the target to mistakenly perceive friendly motives, intentions, capabilities, and vulnerabilities, thereby altering the target's assessment. Two generally recognized types of MILDEC exist: ambiguity increasing, ambiguity decreasing. Ambiguity increasing deception. Ambiguity increasing deception provides the enemy with multiple plausible friendly COAs. Ambiguity increasing deception is designed to generate confusion and cause mental conflict in the enemy decision maker. Anticipated effects of ambiguity increasing deception can include a delay to making a specific decision, operational paralysis, or the distribution of enemy forces to locations far away from the intended location of the friendly efforts. Ambiguity increasing deception is often directed against decision makers known to be indecisive or risk adverse. These deceptions draw attention from one set of activities to another. They can create the illusion of strength where weakness exists, or create the illusion of weakness where strength exists. They can also acclimate the enemy to particular patterns of activity that are exploitable later. For example, ambiguity-increasing deceptions can cause the target to delay a decision until it is too late to prevent friendly mission success. They can place the target in a dilemma for which no acceptable solution exists. They may even prevent the target from taking any action at all. This type of deception is typically successful with an indecisive decision maker who is known to avoid risk. Ambiguity decreasing deception. Ambiguity decreasing deceptions manipulate and exploit an enemy decision maker's pre-existing beliefs and bias through the intentional display of observables that reinforce and convince that decision maker that such pre-held beliefs are true. Ambiguity decreasing deceptions cause the enemy decision-maker to be especially certain and very wrong. Ambiguity-decreasing deceptions aim to direct the enemy to be at the wrong place, at the wrong time, with the wrong equipment, and with fewer capabilities. Ambiguity-decreasing deceptions are more challenging to plan because they require comprehensive information on the enemy's processes and intelligence systems. Planners often have success using these deceptions with strong-minded decision-makers who are willing to accept a higher level of risk. Tactics. Deception tactics can be characterized as operational-level constructs that encompass a broad range of deceptive activity and information integrated as a component of the overall plan. Deception plans apply 5 basic tactics: diversions, feints, demonstrations, ruses, and displays. These tactics are often best employed in TAC-D to support the commander's objectives. The selection of tactics and their use depends on planners understanding the current situation as well as the desired deception goal and objective. Diversion. A diversion is the act of drawing the attention and forces of an enemy from the point of the principal operation, an attack, alarm, or feint that diverts attention. JP3-03. The goal of diversion is to induce the enemy to concentrate resources at a time and place that is advantageous to friendly objectives. Feint. In military deception, a feint is an offensive action involving contact with the adversary conducted for the purpose of deceiving the adversary as to the location and or time of the actual main offensive action, JP3-13.4. A feint is designed to lead the enemy into erroneous conclusions about friendly dispositions and concentrations. A series of feints can condition the enemy to react ineffectively to a future main attack in the same area. Demonstration. In military deception, a demonstration is a show of force similar to a feint, without actual contact with the adversary, in an area where a decision is not sought that is made to deceive an adversary. JP3-13.4. A demonstration's intent is to cause the enemy to select a COA favorable to friendly goals. Ruse. In military deception, a ruse is an action designed to deceive the adversary, usually involving the deliberate exposure of false information to the adversary's intelligence collection system, JP3-13.4. A ruse deceives the enemy to obtain friendly advantage. A ruse in deception is normally an execution based on guile or trickery that contributes to the larger deception plan. Display. In military deception, a display is a static portrayal of an activity, force, or equipment intended to deceive the adversary's visual observation, JP3-13.4. Displays include the simulation, disguise, or portrayal of friendly objects, units, or capabilities in the projection of the deception story. Such objects, units, or capabilities may not exist but are made to appear that they exist. Techniques. The application of techniques varies with each operation depending on time, assets, and objectives. Planners assess which techniques to apply based on feasibility, availability, and effectiveness. Deception maxims. The military derives deception maxims from game theory, historical evidence, social science, and decision analysis theory. These maxims are offered to enhance the deception concepts provided in this publication. They provide additional insight that commanders and their staffs can use to develop their plans. Note: these deception maxims originated in Deception Maxims, Fact and Folklore. See source notes. Magruder's Principle. Magruder's principle states that it is generally easier to induce the deception target to maintain a pre-existing belief than to deceive the deception target for the purpose of changing that belief. Magruder's principle exploits target biases and the human tendency to confirm existing beliefs. Magruder's principle alludes to two paths: a path of the deceiver changing the belief of a target, and a path of maintaining a present belief. The principle then advises the better of the two paths. Magruder's principle is named for Major General John Magruder. During the Civil War, he was tasked with impeding Major General George McClellan's advance on Richmond with a numerically superior force. Magruder deceived McClellan by encouraging McClellan's belief that he faced a larger enemy than he actually faced. In using Magruder's principle, MDOs provide the targeted decision-makers with information that reinforces their expectations for what they believe to be true. This reinforces the target's pre-existing perceptions. Any bias is potentially exploitable. Most targets are unaware of how deeply their biases influence their perceptions and decisions. Most people resist letting go of existing opinions and tend to seek information that reinforces their own bias. An example of this principle occurred with the selection of the invasion site and its cover plan for the D-Day invasion of France. Using reconnaissance and communications intercepts, the Allies learned that Hitler and his senior military advisors believed that the most likely place for the Allied invasion would be in the Pas-de-Calais region. This was a viable plan as it provided better air cover and a shorter transit time from England. In fact, it was a reverse of their plan to invade England in 1940. The Allies were able to exploit and reinforce the enemy's expectations to the extent that the Germans had a difficult time reacting to the actual landings in Normandy. Limitations to human information processing. The human brain can only process so much information and only so fast. It is susceptible to inherent limitations or tricks of the mind. There are two primary exploitable limitations to human information processing: the law of small numbers and the susceptibility to conditioning. The law of small numbers is the tendency to generalize from a small sample set. Exploiting this law means that it does not necessarily take many observables for the target to draw a conclusion. Susceptibility to conditioning is the repeated presentation of stimuli to elicit a specific response from the target. In deception, It is the frequent inability of deception targets to detect small changes in friendly force indicators, even if the cumulative change over time is large. An example of this principle was the breakout of the German ships Scharnhorst, Gneisenau, and Prince Eugen from Brest on February 12, 1942. The Germans facilitated the breakout by jamming British radars. Ordinarily, this would have been a significant tip-off that something was amiss, but British radar operators dismissed it as being caused by atmospheric disturbance. This error was the result of a carefully orchestrated German ruse directed by General Wolfgang Martini, the head of the Luftwaffe Signals Service. The Germans jammed the British radar sites every day at the same time to build the British radar operators' belief that the atmosphere was interrupting the receipt of any signals. The British became so accustomed to the so-called atmospheric problems that the ships were able to escape. Multiple forms of surprise. A strong correlation exists between deception and surprise. The more forms of surprise built into the deception plan, the more likely it will overwhelm the target. These forms of surprise include size, activity, location, unit, time, equipment, intent, and style. One effect of surprise is the cry wolf syndrome, in which repeated false alarms have the potential to desensitize an enemy. A pattern of behavior lulls an opponent into a sense of normal behavior to allow a friendly action to occur without an immediate counteraction. An example occurred when Egypt successfully deceived Israel into a false sense of security in 1973 by mobilizing reservists 23 times before actually acting. Many times over 1 year, the same source provided information that the war would break out on a specific date. Each time, that day would come and go without an attack. This happened so often that when the source actually provided the date of the real attack, no one believed him. Jones Dilemma. This principle is named after Reginald Victor Jones, a British professor heavily involved in solving science and technology intelligence challenges. In this deception, the target receives information through multiple means and methods, from many angles, throughout an operational environment. Deception generally becomes more difficult as the number of conduits available to the deception target to confirm the real situation increases. However, the greater the number of conduits that are deceptively manipulated, the greater the chance the target will believe the deception. Planners must balance the need to disrupt or deny enemy capabilities with the need to preserve select deception conduits to the enemy decision maker. Care in the design of planned placement of deceptive material. Windfalls, unexpected gains of information or plans, are usually second-guessed, and the target or the target's intelligence assets usually doubt the authenticity of any windfall if it comes too easily. The target will likely view deceptive materials or information as credible if it uncovers the information in a seemingly natural manner. The harder the target has to work to acquire it, the more likely the target will believe it as credible. Important military information that is too easy to obtain is usually suspect. Information that falls into the enemy's hands must appear to be the result of legitimate collection activities. People naturally tend to believe information earned more than information given. An example of this technique could be feeding mission information to the enemy through a trusted source instead of making the information general knowledge. A common characteristic of successful deceptions is that they were designed to co-opt skepticism by requiring the target to participate either by physically obtaining the evidence or analytically by interpreting it. However, if the deception is too subtle, it risks that the target will fail to perceive the deception story at all. An example of this principle is from early in World War II, when a German aircraft heading for Cologne became lost and made a forced landing near Malines in Belgium. Belgian authorities soon arrested the three passengers, two Wehrmacht officers and a Luftwaffe major. They were taken to the police station and left alone briefly. They attempted to burn some documents they were carrying. They were top-secret documents containing attack plans for Holland and Belgium. However, the documents failed to burn and fell into the hands of Belgian authorities. The authorities believed that the documents were a part of a deception plan because the Germans could not be careless enough to allow actual war plans to fall into the hands of the Allies. This example shows a misclassification error in which a real windfall was dismissed as false because it was too easy to obtain. Leverage the truth. In this instance, truth means reality based on facts or precedents. As a rule, the deception should not portray a reality that would come as a surprise to the target. A deception that conforms to proven or predictable patterns of behavior is more likely to succeed than a deception that violates these norms. Because the target has access to Army doctrine and probably understands how the Army operates, to include its core values, the target will see deceptions as false if they fail to align with foundational Army tenets or historical patterns of behavior. In this instance, the deception will fail. Planners can provide meaning to actual events, activities, and operations that support the deception plan. Minimize falsehood. The less the deception relies on false information, the greater the chance of success. Although deception, by its nature, implies the use of false information to shape the target's perceptions, each portrayal of falsehood increases the risk of failure by increasing susceptibility to competing observables. This deception principle resembles the principle of economy of force. Use only the amount of false information needed to produce the desired perceptions. Any falsehoods should be supported by elements of truth. This way, the target discovers that everywhere it turns, it finds verifiable information that makes any questionable part of the deception more believable. Husbanding of deception assets. This maxim suggests that it may be wise to withhold the employment of deception capabilities until the stakes and the benefits are high. Put another way, a planner conserves deception assets and activities until forces can employ them to achieve the greatest impact at the most opportune time. This principle considers that employment of an asset will cause it to become valueless after it has been used once. An example of holding deception assets in reserve until the right moment involves the use of double agents by Britain in connection with the Normandy deception in World War II. The British had captured all known German agents operating in Britain and decided to use them against Germany. While Britain was certain that it was in control of the Germans' espionage system, it waited to use the agents against Germany until the Normandy invasion. Sequencing rule. Planners must sequence deception activities and maintain them for as long as possible to maximize the deception story. OPSEC measures can help planners mask unit observables that would otherwise reveal the unit's mission and intent until the last possible instant. To be effective, deception and OPSEC activities must be sequenced and coordinated in both time and space, and in conjunction with adjacent or pre-existing operations. Importance of feedback. Planners must develop indicators that will determine the success or failure of the deception. An assessment plan uses measures of effectiveness, MOES, to determine if the enemy has adopted, rejected, or countered the deception plan. Assessing MOES gives the commander the necessary feedback to continue, adjust, or terminate a deception plan. When developing the deception plan, planners should build associated MOES for key events. An example of the importance of feedback happened during World War II. The British developed a top-secret cryptographic tool called ULTRA that enabled the British to read German codes. The information that ULTRA provided to the Allies was a critical element to the success of the Allied invasion of Normandy. The Allies knew through ULTRA that the German troops remained in Norway and concluded through feedback that the deception was successful. Beware of possible unwanted reactions. Deceptions may produce unintended, often unwanted, consequences. Believing that a threat is real, an enemy can act unpredictably. Proper planning and coordination and knowing the enemy can reduce the chance that deceptions will result in unfavorable action. Successful planners consider second and third order effects of the deception plan to mitigate unintended consequences. The risk inherent to a deception operation is measured by the losses that can result from its failure. The possibility of failure stems from the uncertainty surrounding how the target receives and interprets information intended for the target, and eventually, how it affects the target's desired perceptions. If discovered, resources used for the deception may be in jeopardy. As with any military operation that puts forces at risk, planners decide to use deception after a deliberate assessment that weighs opportunity against need and cost against benefit. The deception planner must advise the commander of the risk, benefit, and cost of the deception operation relative to both success and failure. Deception means. Deception means are methods, resources, and techniques that can be used to convey information to the deception target, JP3-13.4. There are three basic categories of deception means: physical, technical, and administrative. An individual deception means may have multiple attributes that allow it to be characterized in more than one category. Planners normally employ deception means in complementary variety to mislead multiple types of enemy sensors to increase credibility and the likelihood of creating the desired perception. Means provide the signatures, associations, and profiles of friendly purported activities to the enemy. For additional deception means and the authorities to employ them, refer to combatant command instructions and request guidance from the combatant command. Physical means. Physical means are resources, methods, and techniques used to convey or deny information or signatures normally derivable from direct observation or active sensors by the deception target. Most physical means also have technical signatures visible to sensors that collect scientifically or electronically. Planners typically evaluate physical means using characteristics such as shape, size, function, quantity, movement pattern, location, activity, and association with the surroundings. Examples might include movement of forces, exercises and training activities, decoy equipment and devices, tactical actions, visible test and evaluation activities, reconnaissance and surveillance activities. Technical means. Technical means are resources, methods, and techniques used to convey or deny selected information or signatures to or from the deception target. These means manipulate electromagnetic, acoustic, or other forms of energy or through olfaction. Technical means often use technical equipment. Technical means may be applied with corresponding physical means or alone to replicate something physical that is absent from direct visual observation. As with any use of friendly military material resources, any use of technical means to conduct deception must comply with U.S. and international law. Planners integrate technical means with other technical activities of the operation. Examples of technical means might include the establishment of communications networks and interactive transmissions that replicate a specific unit type, size, or activity. The emission or suppression of chemical or biological odors associated with a specific capability or activity. Multispectral simulators that replicate or mimic the known electronic profile of a specific capability or force. Selected capabilities that disrupt an enemy sensor or affect data transmission. Electromagnetic deception is the deliberate change of electromagnetic energy intended to convey misleading information to an enemy or to enemy electromagnetic-dependent weapons. The misinformation results in degrading or neutralizing the enemy's combat capability. Types of electromagnetic deception include manipulative, simulative, and imitative deception. Manipulative deception involves actions to eliminate revealing or to convey misleading electromagnetic telltale indicators that an enemy can use. Simulative deception involves actions to simulate friendly, notional, or actual capabilities to mislead hostile forces. Imitative deception introduces electromagnetic energy into enemy systems that imitate enemy emissions. For more information on electromagnetic deception, see FM3-12. For more information on acoustic, other energy, or olfactory means, see ATP3-53.1. Administrative means. Administrative means are resources, methods, and techniques to convey or deny selected written, oral, pictorial, or other documentary information or signatures to or from the deception target. They normally portray information and indicators associated with coordination for ongoing or planned military activity to the deception target. Examples of administrative means normally visible to an enemy at some level might include movement, transit, or overflight requests, including flight planning, port call, or traffic control coordination, basing inquiries or construction requests. Other preparatory coordination associated with a military operation normally done through unclassified channels. Camouflage, concealment, and decoys. Camouflage and concealment are OPSEC measures and survivability operations tasks used to protect friendly forces and activities from enemy detection and attribution. Camouflage makes friendly capabilities or activities blend in with the surroundings. Concealment makes friendly capabilities or activities unobservable or unrecognizable to the enemy. Concealing the location, movement, and actions of friendly forces can delay hostile attack and assist commanders in retaining the tactical advantage. Both use physical, technical, and administrative means to deceive the enemy and protect the deception story. Deception measures use the same signatures for simulating friendly forces and activities. A decoy is an imitation in any sense of a person, object, or phenomenon that is intended to deceive enemy surveillance devices or mislead enemy evaluation, JP3-13.4. Decoys may be used in conjunction with other deception activities to mislead enemy intelligence collection and direct the enemy's attention away from actual forces. Decoys must appear realistic to the enemy's sensors to be effective. See ATP3-37.34 for additional information on camouflage, concealment, and decoys. Information quality. Information quality refers to the accuracy, completeness, relevance, and believability of information available for decision-making. Deception should affect the quality of information available for enemy decisions in the following ways. Portray to the enemy true information that supports the deception story. Deliberately present misleading information and indicators to enemies to degrade the accuracy of enemy information. Give enemy decision makers a false sense of completeness of their understanding about friendly forces or intentions. Cause enemy forces to misjudge the relevance of available information and misallocate operational or intelligence resources. Cause enemies to doubt the veracity of their own intelligence assessments. MDOs protect the quality of information available for friendly decisions and public dissemination by instituting internal processes to identify and isolate information generated as a byproduct of any deception activity. This protection helps prevent the commander from reaching erroneous conclusions because the staff unknowingly integrated the content or output of the deception efforts as accurate information. This also ensures the information made public is not part of any deception plan that would result in a loss of public trust. Roles and responsibilities. Army commanders and their staffs have distinct and coordinating roles and responsibilities in deception. All planners must understand the roles and responsibilities of everyone involved with deception planning and execution, and then tailor each planning team accordingly. Commanders. The commander's role is critical in planning deception. The commander determines the utility of deception's contribution to achieving objectives. Commanders decide to develop a deception plan after evaluating the analysis and recommendations from the MDO. Commanders should guide applicable deception executions while understanding their potential importance during planning and execution. The commander has explicit and inherent responsibilities for the deception effort. The commander assesses higher headquarters plans and orders for stated and implied deception tasks, considers the ways deception can support every operation, mindful of deception maxims, to gain maximum impact, states the tentative deception objective in the initial planning guidance, approves the deception objective, allocates necessary resources, when required, seeks appropriate approval to employ certain deception means, determines when to exploit deception or counter-deception. G2. The G2 assists the commander by identifying deception objectives to complement operational objectives. With the commander leading the efforts, the G2 identifies deception objectives that apply to operations, intelligence, and counterintelligence resources. The G2 analyzes the threat and the enemy's capability to process, filter, and evaluate intelligence on the friendly situation. Provides assessments on the threat's vulnerabilities to deception. Assesses threat targets, sensors, most dangerous and most likely COAs, acceptance of the deception story, and MOs. Provides comprehensive assessments and continual feedback to the MDO in support of deception planning, execution, and deception termination. Supports counter-deception operations to protect friendly deception operations and to expose threat deception attempts. Responds to MDO's requests for information, RFIs, concerning analysis data for behavioral influences or human factors for threat military, paramilitary, or violent extremist organizations. Helps to prevent reporting of unintentionally collected deception information to the commander as valid facts. G3. The G3 recommends the use of resources including those required for deception. For deception, the G3 recommends the deception objective, story, and plan to the commander. coordinates the deception effort through the Information Operations Cell. With the staff judge advocate, ensures that the deception effort is planned and conducted in accordance with the U.S. laws, rules of engagement, and the law of war. Supervises execution of the deception plan. Submits detailed and clear RFIs to the G2 for information and intelligence that is key to deception planning, execution, and assessment. Provides feedback to the G2 on intelligence products to include clarification or additional RFIs if needed. Information Operations Officer. The Information Operations, IO, officer is the staff officer responsible for the integration and synchronization of information-related capabilities in support of the deception plan. These responsibilities include coordinating and deconflicting deception planning and integration into the scheme of IO, a clear, concise statement of where, when, and how the commander intends to employ and synchronize information-related capabilities. The IO officer monitors the implementation and execution of the deception portion of IO. Since military deception is an information-related capability and fundamentally cognitive in nature, IO officers typically possess deception-related training and experience for effectively using TAC-D. Military Deception Officer. The MDO is responsible for coordinating military deception assets and operations. An MDO is authorized at Corps and Theater Army levels as the Command Military Deception Officer, also known as the CMDO. At division and lower echelons, the commander designates an MDO. Generally, the most suitable staff officer designated as the MDO is the IO officer because of experience and training. In the absence of a trained or experienced IO officer, the commander typically designates the individual trained in using Army information-related capabilities to influence an enemy decision-maker. MDOs ensure that staff classify plans in accordance with DODM 5200.01. The security classification guides establish parameters for planning, coordinating, and executing deception plans at appropriate levels. MDO responsibilities include, but are not limited to, providing programmatic oversight and compliance with security requirements, developing Appendix 14, Military Deception, to Annex C, Operations, exercising staff supervision over deception activities, maintaining program integrity through maintenance of strict OPSEC measures, providing expertise in deception planning, managing information required to develop deception plans and cultural analysis to determine the effects of ambiguity, determining requirements or opportunities for deception operations with the G2 by red-teaming the enemy's most probable COAs, coordinating with other staff sections for support to the deception targets, deception objectives, and deception story, ensuring themes, messages, and actions conveyed to the enemy decision-maker enable the deception plan, producing, distributing, briefing, and coordinating the deception plan on a need-to-know basis, assessing the execution and effects of deception plans, coordinating with unit operations planners to review and analyze plans for deception requirements, understanding deception authorities and coordinating with designated officials at higher echelons to gain concept of operations approvals. Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities Section. The Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities, known as CEMA, section coordinates and synchronizes cyberspace and electronic warfare operations across staff elements from brigade to corps. The Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities section is key to the collaboration of cyberspace and electronic warfare operations to include the planning of electromagnetic deception. G5. The G5 has staff planning and supervisory responsibility for maintaining contingency plans and initiating crisis action planning efforts, coordinating to ensure deception planning is included in O plans, concept plans, and campaign plans, incorporating deception planning at the beginning of the planning process. Deception Working Group. The MDO oversees all deception planning and execution. For successful deception integration, a deception planning team, appointed by the command, is formed. In most circumstances, the team then forms a deception working group to facilitate the planning, coordination, integration, and assessment of deception. At a minimum, a deception working group includes representatives from the G2, G3, the G3 IO cell, G5, and the OPSEC Planner. The Deception Working Group often includes representatives from information-related capabilities that are pertinent or relevant to the deception concept of operations being developed. The Deception Working Group plans, directs, monitors, and assesses deception plans. It may also provide planning, execution, and termination support for deception operations undertaken by higher command echelons in their operational area. Members of the Deception Working Group typically write Appendix 14, Military Deception, to Annex C, Operations, for the OPORD. Other responsibilities include interfacing and working closely with operational planners to review and analyze deception plan requirements, responding to higher headquarters deception tasking, coordinating with higher headquarters on proposed deception efforts to solve potential conflicts, providing resource requirements to higher headquarters for deception program development and sustainment, looking for opportunities to implement deception in support of military objectives.